The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
All right, we are going to turn our attention to our Sustainable Singapore segment. You think L'Oreal, you think big cosmetics brand, probably one of the biggest in the industry because they're valued at over 29.4 billion US dollars.
Wow, it's a huge amount. And they're such a historic company. They go back 111 years.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
So apt since it's Singles Day today. Those are all singles. And they market 500 brands and thousands of individual products, as we all know, from the beauty business.
And they have recently been highlighting their sustainability efforts. Quite interesting because since 15 years ago, 2005, L'Oreal Group as a whole has managed to reduce 73% of its carbon emissions, even while expanding production by 33% in the same period.
That's really impressive, isn't it? They've launched a new set of targets and achievements. Their global sustainability program is called L'Oreal for the Future. Here's what they aim to achieve. Carbon neutrality at all of its sites by 2025.
They want to replace 100% of its plastic packaging with more sustainable ingredients by 2030.
And they want to reduce half of their greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 as well.
Big goals, yeah. Here in Singapore, L'Oreal is the first and only beauty company to collaborate with the National Environment Agency. And in fact, they were awarded in retail sustainability efforts.
And that's because they've pledged a few things like revamping packaging, implementing eco-friendly practices for packing and delivery. Also, they have one of the most sustainable warehouses in Singapore.
So we're going to speak with them. In fact, on the line with us this morning is Isabel Lim, Director of L'Oreal Singapore. She oversees sustainability, public affairs, consumer advisory and corporate communications. Isabel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me, Elliot and Manisha.
Well, I know Manisha is very excited about this conversation.
It was absolutely our pleasure. Although I'm not sure excitement is what strikes me when I open my cosmetics cupboard.
Oh dear.
The fact that I have a cupboard for it is scary in the first sense. And I see a sea of plastic. I see a sea of things that may not be recyclable. Can you just walk us through how consumers will notice the changes that you're implementing?
Okay, sure. Maybe what I can do is share across four of our brands. We have many more, but these four might be quite interesting to share. So the first is our namesake L'Oreal Paris brand, and we are increasingly using clear glass to allow 100% recyclability of our packaging. So not many people know that opaque glass is actually not recyclable, and that's why we're actually changing across L'Oreal Paris and across Garnier. All our glass jars are going to become clear glass. And by the end of the year, you're also going to see reduction in the carton box sizes as well, which will also help us to reduce paper usage. So in terms of Garnier, it's a really interesting brand because we are launching green beauty in a very big way. By the end of this year, we are among one of the first brands to remove the inner plastic film within our best-selling Garnier Hydra Bomb sheet mask. And that means that we're also going to transition into a smaller pack. So not to worry, okay, the packaging size might reduce, but the mask size inside is going to remain the same. We're just going to remove the inner plastic film. And the mask itself is going to change to become a biodegradable vegan tissue material as well as vegan formula. So for Garnier and all our brands, we have set these very clear roadmaps towards our commitment, such as zero virgin plastic. And one more that I think I could share is really for La Roche-Posay. So in the second quarter of next year, we're going to have one of the most exciting sustainability launches because we're going to launch the Antilos hydrating lotion, but it's going to come in cardboard tubes. So it's going to be the first generation of our very eco-conscious tubes where we actually integrate cardboard into the packaging, and that will actually see a very huge -45% reduction in terms of plastic usage. And the ingredients within it is also going to, have more sustainability. For example, our invisible fluid is actually going to be having 100% organic filters in the sunscreen, and that will allow, marine life to be safer and protect coral reefs. So I would say, a lot of our brands and a lot of our products are going to have a lot of sustainability measures, not just in packaging, but also in formula and across the value chain.
Well, I'm probably the wrong person to talk about buying makeup, but just as a, if I were a consumer of makeup, I'm thinking balancing skill, and maybe you can help me out with this, Isabel. Which plays a bigger part right now, you know, in terms of what you're seeing from your customers, sustainability efforts or price? Because do some of your materials cost more? I'm sure plastic is cheap, so it might cost more, and I might be looking for a better bargain instead. What are you seeing in consumer behavior?
I would say that across all our brands, right from the start when we are planning the product development right now and across our entire value chain, sustainability is placed as one of the key factors we looked at. So as you mentioned, you know, earlier, for L'Oreal and for the future, it's an ambition that we have towards 2030. So we are already having sustainability as a huge manifesto, even, you know, towards our shareholders when they see, you know, our annual report. It's actually placed in there. So shareholders can actually track and follow that this ambition that we have. So having said that, you know, this is one of our manifestos, and we're not necessarily looking at it as, you know, oh, this is a cost to us, you know, therefore we need to pass it on to consumers. It's right. Definitely not like that. Yeah, we're definitely taking all measures to ensure that we look at it. So right from the start, for example, when we are sourcing for sustainable ingredients, you know, we actually have scientists in our R&I labs who are looking at, you know, sustainable ingredients. We're looking at the farming communities and how we can support them in terms of harvesting these ingredients and then all the way towards building the product and then finally having it on shelf. I would say that this entire thing is really the ethos that we have. So it's, you know, not just about, you know, passing it on to consumers, but rather, you know, ensuring that right from the start, we take that into account and care for it.
Yeah. Obviously, with L'Oreal having such a wide range of products under its umbrella, so you go all the way from makeup to toiletries. And by the way, Elliot, not that you need it. You're radiant enough.
No.
But they've got men's toiletries
to
as
nice.
Well. I don't have to try. One of the things that's always struck me is, A, the challenge is huge because you have such a wide range of products, but that means the opportunity is big as well. But why are these toiletries and things and makeup as well? Why do we not get more refillables, for example? And I think you've got this YSL Beauty launching the Pure Shot skincare range. Is that moving towards a sort of refillable option? Can you explain it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's very interesting because a lot of times people think that, oh, you know, luxury products, you know, it's not about refillability. It's more about, you know, other things that, you know, are serve marketing purposes. So it's great that for YSL, you know, we've launched the Pure Shot skincare range, where serum and cream packaging are actually, you know, designed to be refilled. In our terms, we call it reloaded. So for this, we have actually already launched it earlier this year, at the start of this year, and it's gotten really good response, not just in terms of, you know, the product itself, but also the fact that, you know, we've launched this whole refillable option in a luxury brand. And definitely, I think that we continue to look at all these options across all the different brands and across the products. I agree with you, you know, that consumers are increasingly looking for these options. And it's great that we've already taken the first step for YSL, and we continue to explore it for all the other brands as well.
We're speaking with Isabel Lim, Director of L'Oreal Singapore, on our Sustainable Singapore segment. Storage always comes to mind in terms of sustainability. And we understand that L'Oreal Singapore's warehouse is one of the most sustainable warehouses in Singapore. The building is 40% less energy consuming than others of the same category. Tell us a little bit about this, the day-to-day operations, and how you maintain these very encouraging figures.
Oh, okay, so it's in partnership with Bellore, which is a really great partner for us. So they're our logistics company, and we actually have together with them this building called the Blue Hub. So within that, that's where we have 40% less energy consumption compared to others in the same category. But at the same time, I think that we have some great sustainability actions that are happening within the warehouse to really help to reduce and recycle and reuse. So what are some of the ways? First of all, you know, when we are actually bringing in products into the warehouse, it just comes in thousands and thousands of carton boxes every day. So these carton boxes, if you throw it away, it's actually a lot of waste. You can imagine like thousands of them come in every day.
Yeah.
So what we actually do is that we actually recycle them right now. We shred them and then we use them to do packaging and stuffing into other things that we package and send out. So when it comes into the warehouse, we recycle it and use it as stuffing in separate delivery boxes, and then that goes out then maybe, you know, to our different departmental stores, etc. And that will actually really help to reduce that waste. Another thing is that right now, you know, people actually use those plastic air fillers, you know, those squishy ones. Yeah. So now we don't use that plastic anymore as well, and we use this recycled cardboard as the fillers. So that actually helps to reduce a lot more plastic waste.
All biodegradable.
So it's things like this. Yeah, correct. So it's things like this that really help.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about now is ingredients, because I know this is also a part of your sustainability campaign. I've always wondered, you know, when I see that your ingredients are more sustainable or they're organic or they're this or they're that, I always wonder what the story is in terms of the supply chain. How do you go about reassuring your consumers?
Yeah, so definitely I would say that L'Oreal has a lot of research into ingredients. In fact, we have a really huge research and innovation facilities around the world. We have one in Singapore as well, in Biopolis. And our scientists are actually actively looking into a lot of ingredients to, you know, ensure that they are bio-based as well as, you know, really just are great for the environment, are ethically sourced as well from natural origin. So by doing all this research and ensuring that, you know, we use really ethically sourced ingredients, which is very important for us, as well as natural ingredients, you know, and then looking at it in a scientific manner and having it on our products, then this really helps our products as well to ensure that they're not only sustainable, but also great for consumer skin.
You know, people tend to say when it comes to sustainability, that every little bit counts. I suppose to wrap up, Isabel, if we were to talk about makeup, I mean, just how much of it counts? Any percentage in mind?
How much of it counts? I think that's a really great question to end this on. Really, I would say that whether it's makeup or skincare or hair, which are, you know, some of the core products that we work on, it's very important just to ensure that every single part of the value chain is looked at. So we don't want to, you know, only come in at the end and say, oh, you know, we're just printing some materials on paper, you know, that's it. Oh, we have done our part for sustainability. Mm. It's not like that at all. It's look at it right from the start when we are developing a product already, to look at what we can do to ensure that the product is, you know, already sustainable and across all the different areas that we talked about. So I think that's what truly makes it count, to ensure that it's not just, you know, something that you tag on at the end, but something that you truly care for and ensure that we build it right in from the start.
Yeah, all about the mindset. Isabel Lim, Director of L'Oreal Singapore, on the line with us. Isabel, thank you so much for your time. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.